Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Vodka.
Played a role in both our weekends, I'm sure. In fact, I know. I don't know about Craig's. Not a big vodka guy, but how was your weekend, Mr. Evans?
There was some tequila involved.
Oh,
one of those.
Was there? All right.
A little bit.
Like a sip or a margarita one?
Oh, there's a couple shots here
okay.
and there.
All right.
Nothing too out of control?
Well, if Craig's doing shots. It's out of control.
Just the normal amount.
Your shirt had to be off then. Because I know when you do shots, you take your shirt off.
Do I?
Yeah.
I forgot.
You tend to.
That's what I like about it. You forgot.
I forgot. That is.
I like when your shirt's off and you're forgetting things.
The tendency.
So shots. All right.
Nah, you know, just a couple.
That's still though, man. Tequila shots are pretty harsh, man.
Oh, no, this is very good.
No,
smooth
it's good
tequila.
Excellent.
Yeah,
tequila.
You didn't need the lime
top
and the salt.
Did you shoot it or sip it? Yeah. I can't sip tequila. I just drink it.
I did not sip it.
I'm not a big sipper tequila. I like the feeling tequila gives me. I think it's a good buzz.
No,
it feels like it's an upper.
Tyler's more of a gulper.
I'm a gulper.
He's not a big sipper.
Not at all.
I can sip tequila when the price of the shot demands it.
Okay.
If I've paid
I understand that.
If I paid $15 or $20 bucks, I'm going to make this last.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'll get a. Instead of a margarita, just a couple of shots of tequila and sip them.
I can't sip it.
A nice.
But I like tequila, though.
Añejo.
Yeah, something good like that.
Monday morning alcohol already. Jesus.
You'd like some.
No, I know. We.
No, we just.
People are going to rehab today.
We got to recap our weekends.
There we go.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
You did the tequila.
I did.
Yeah.
You got it started there.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
And it was damn fine tequila. I would recommend it.
And we didn't.
Whatever kind it was, I recommend it.
Well, just tell us off the air who was giving it to you. We'll figure it out then. I can call him.
Well, they wouldn't necessarily.
No, either.
We wouldn't know necessarily the brand of tequila.
Oh, okay. Somebody bought it for you then.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
They, you know, they just, here's some fancy tequila. Ah, I'm sure you're right.
I got to try that. Just like smoking.
May I have another?
Yeah. Right.
May I have another?
Were you out at a bar when this happened?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
No, at a friend's house. They already had the fancy bottle.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you were doing shots and you were out socializing in public, it was a weird weekend.
That is a weird weekend. We don't know
Not
you
that
anymore.
That much public. Just at a friend's house.
That's fine. That's normal.
And perhaps you missed what might be your favorite story, and we have a brand new world record in the marathon.
I missed that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And 2 hours, 1 minute, 39 seconds.
What's the Kenyan's name?
Yeah.
Let's see. Eliud Kipchoge.
Yeah, he's probably not from Michigan. He's Kenyan, right? That's because they get up in the morning and run to the next country.
That's 13 miles an hour.
It
for
is.
Two solid hours. That's ridiculous.
You can't even set the treadmill on 13 miles
no.
an hour. I don't think it goes that fast.
I don't
fast.
Think so.
Kenyan.
Certainly not when I'm on it.
All right.
No kidding. He is Kenyan.
That's amazing.
Of course he is.
Wow.
He could be some other African nation, too. Mainly it's Kenyans.
No, because they have the altitude.
Yeah, but there's another one. There's another country that does okay too, but they are the best, obviously.
And there's a clear benefit to training at altitude
and running to next countries barefoot.
Well, if you're just a regular dude running a marathon, isn't like breaking 4 hours supposed to be like the major accomplishment?
Nah, a couple buddies
I think three.
I don't know if it's four.
Is it four? I thought it was 4 hours. That's 26 miles.
I don't know. I know one of my buddies ran it years ago, but
whatever.
I have no idea what he
two ran hours in 1 second or 1 minute is amazing.
Well, that's one of those things I don't care about.
Well, it's a world record.
It's like amazing. I don't care about your commitment to that. If you tell me you ran a marathon, I don't care.
Well, it's not easy to do.
It's horrible. I'm sure no. It's really tough to do, but do you care? If you see it on the back of somebody's car, do you care?
No.
No.
No. In fact, yeah. I don't think anyone who's ever ran a marathon doesn't have that sticker on the back of their
exactly.
car.
Exactly.
Anybody who ran a half marathon
yeah, they put a sticker.
Has the 13.1 sticker
I don't
on
care.
The back of their car.
I don't care. Yeah, good I know, for you, but I don't care.
I know somebody who ran a half marathon.
Is there a sticker on their car?
No.
Good.
No, but she was at least truthful enough to say halfway through she was questioning all of her decisions.
Right, right.
Like, why did I do what?
Yeah.
What was the point? This sucks. It, you know, pain.
And it breaks down your body.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's like, why did I do this?
Yeah, I knew someone that did just a half marathon. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know,
just bitching.
Blisters everywhere. Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah, it ain't like you got in better shape because of it. I mean, at the end of it, that wasn't what you got in shape to get there.
Yeah.
But then just don't run it. If you're that kind of, if you're in great shape, hey, more power to you. But don't run that part. Then
yeah.
Why do you want blisters after being in good shape?
How many people you think go? Okay, well, they train for the marathon, get in great shape, run the marathon, and then stop running.
Hopefully a lot.
Right after that.
Yeah. There were some. There are some.
I bet you it's more than you think.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Push. You're exactly right.
I ran the marathon,
yeah.
And now I'm not going to run for 6 months.
Where's my sticker?
New survey finds that half of American workers feel like lunch breaks for 30 minutes or an hour just does not happen often enough. Survey commissioned by Eglin's Best found that workloads or the pressure to finish a project is leading more employees to refrain from taking a lunch break. 51% say it's rare for them to take a full lunch break. 3 in 10 say they wind up eating at their desk most of the time.
We've been doing this for so long, I don't even know how to talk about these stories anymore, because when I talk to people, they're like aliens to me. When they tell me about their real jobs, it's just really, they're like aliens to me.
Yeah.
What's that mean? Oh, you got to be there that long and then all that day and, you know.
Eat through, go, work through lunch.
Yeah,
people admit they're more likely to eat at the desk than any other location, with the perception that it leads to productivity being the most common reason. 49% of respondents say that lunch breaks distract them from getting work done.
The millennials are getting it right, though, in a lot of these businesses, at least, that involve...
Most workers in the 18 to 44 demographic felt that full lunch breaks are just not realistic. Those over 45...
Want them?
...says, nah, that's part of the job, is your lunch break.
There's a local story, but it's kind of an...
Martinis.
It's a state story, but... Our auditor, I read the article about this douchebag, the auditor for Nebraska. This is like stupid law people, and yeah, we could talk about this anywhere. If this happened somewhere else, we'd probably talk about it too.
Yeah, he does not have this issue.
No, his issues is he goes to fine sports bar chain in this area. We liked a place called Brewski's. This dude would spend 3 to 4 hours at Brewski's every day during the work week. He'd leave the Capitol, go have lunch at Lincoln Brewski's, and spend 3 to 4 hours. There's a big article in the paper this weekend. I read it. It was pretty interesting. And he's a Republican. I'm just throwing that out there. He is. Surprise. He ran for governor a couple years ago but dropped out because there was too many people in the field, and his daddy didn't have a ton of money to buy him the seat like our current governor. So,
and it would have cut into his Brewski's
exactly
time.
3 to 4 hours. And he says that he was doing work there. And the reporters for our local rag here, which I thought did a good job, the Omaha World Herald, They got a tip. They used to go there every day and watch it, dude. He's on his phone all the time, just watching the TV, drinking pitchers of beer with dudes. And by the way, our governor said he's been doing a fine job.
He may have been.
Yeah, but he's also, you don't spend 3 to 4 hours at a bar
No, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
Well, I don't. But, yeah.
Well, maybe.
Maybe some people work better with a pitcher of beer in front of them.
Yeah, well.
He's on the phone. What do you need from a guy?
That could be what his constituents do.
But he hops back in his car and drives like home.
Okay, there's that.
An hour later.
Okay, I'll give you that.
How hammered is
one.
A dude, too?
Quite.
Come on, he's hammered,
yeah,
man.
Quite.
Spend 3 or 4 hours at a bar.
Yeah.
He probably made a survey, talked to a couple of constituents. How many hours a day do you spend in a bar?
And he said he's going
to change. Usually 3 to 4.
He's running again. Of course, he'll get elected because he's got an R, so it doesn't really matter. You can drink all day at a bar.
Because he's an incumbent.
And he's an incumbent with an R.
Yeah.
With an R in his state. You're getting back in.
All right, Dan in Wichita.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
We're good.
Hey, I run a marathon and a half marathon. I ain't put no sticker on my car.
Good for you. Good for you. Good for you, man. Good for you.
I mean, nobody cares if I ran 13.1 miles. They just think I'm half crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, if you can do it, do it. That's great, but I don't care. Don't put it on your car because I don't care about that. Yeah.
No, I don't do that. If you're going to put a car something on your car, do like.
Whoop, we lost you. Whoop.
You know, put on there, let's have a threesome or something, you know?
I like this guy. All right, do that. Honk if you're horny. Thank you, brother. All right.
Where can you get that bumper sticker?
Let's have a threesome?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If only we knew a guy who made signs or something.
Just put on somebody's car that you don't, what was that one that Petey Mack said it was on a buddy of his car? It said, I heart gay porn.
Yeah.
Guy drove around
you
for
said
weeks.
That, not,
yeah,
not
I know,
me,
but
no.
Petey said it once, too.
And Dan did say that I was right. The four hours is like the regular guy.
Okay.
You've achieved something
right.
As running a marathon if you get to it in 4 hours.
I don't want to run for 4 hours.
No.
I don't care how far I get.
No.
No.
Two is just, that's almost a sprint.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sprinting for 2 solid hours.
Better them than me.
Yeah, exactly. 13.1. Just put your sticker in the car anyway. Just you don't do it. What the hell? You don't check when you buy the sticker. Just get one, you know.
Yeah, but then you'll have someone come over and try and talk to you about
it. Not in running.
Dude, how long? What was your technique?
That's not something you lie about.
Yeah, you can. Though.
Why not?
Why not?
You could.
I'm with you.
But you shouldn't.
A study of 2,000 people in relationships.
Relations.
Found that the average respondent had gained 36 pounds since they first started dating their current partner.
Lay off me, I'm starving!
17 pounds of which were gained in the first year. Men, of course, much more likely to report a weight gain during the first year of a relationship than women.
Yeah. 36, it's a lot.
Yeah. The research found that this is due chiefly to the uptick in dining out when starting a new relationship.
That
See,
happens.
This isn't fair because when I first met Christy, I was doing a lot of cocaine.
Yeah.
And I was kind of skinny at the time.
Still counts.
You're right. That's not fair.
It's not. A lot of that was quitting cocaine weight.
Yes.
Yeah, see, it wasn't fair because you doubled up.
Right.
You had the quitting cocaine weight and the getting into a relationship weight.
Right. So
that's not fair.
I don't think it's fair at all.
Only half of that should count.
Yeah.
I probably weighed about 180 pounds when I met her.
Fluctuating weight. We all go up and down, especially on the cocaine.
I chuckle because I was on that diet.
A lot of cocaine we met.
I'm not on that diet anymore.
That's something
you
tell the kids they grow up. Your mom was so skinny when you
maybe
first met
her.
Dad was doing a lot of coke back then. That's why.
That's why LBJ needed all that extra room in his pants.
Yeah, juggling my nuts.
Said he fluctuated like 10, 12 pounds a month.
I don't think LBJ was lining up any blow, but maybe.
You never know.
Yeah.
So they say that we gain all this weight thanks to just going out to eat when we start a new relationship. That is one of the big reasons. Another one of the big reasons of gaining weight when we start relationships is just an increase in ordering takeout or cooking at home even while drinking together.
Omaha Tap House, try it today.
That was the second biggest reason that they call love weight.
Where does quitting trying love fall
weight,
into this list?
Yeah.
How about being comfortable in your relationship?
That's quitting trying.
And no longer feeling the pressure to look your best all the time was cited as a big reason that love weight occurs as well.
Love weight is such a lousy term.
It may be, but that's what they're calling it.
She loves me anyway. Yeah. Well, you hope.
Yeah.
But they do say that the comfort zone in a relationship starts to occur after about not quite a year and a half.
When you put the blow away.
But not so much for men. If the younger individuals, aged 18 to 24, reach the comfortable phase of their relationship the quickest at just over 10 months, and people aged 45 to 54 took the longest to reach this phase, nearly a year and a half.
There's a meme that goes around on Facebook, and it's not really a meme. It's somebody, people repost it. And I understand the premise. It's about relationships aren't about loving each other every day. It's about the long term. You read that. You've ever read one of those? They're so lame. It's so lame. Because when I see somebody post it, I realize they're going through that exactly. That's how I see that. Oh, so you're having issues.
This is a thinly veiled message.
But have you seen it? When I'm talking, it's really, it's puke. Craig would puke if you had to read this out loud. I wish we had it.
Are they posting it because
give it to me?
They're getting fat or because their partner?
No, it's
getting fat.
It's just about, it's about when you realize in a relationship, which everybody does, it's, of course, it's not about falling. You're not in love. You're not walking. Oh, googly eyed. I love you. I love you. That's relationship. That's what happens. But it's about three or four paragraphs long. Puss knows it. It's and people repost it.
Oh yeah,
it's
there's
so
100 versions of the same thing.
It is. It's about being together and not worrying about. It's just lame. It's lame. It's like it's a give up four paragraphs. I'm so just giving up. Everybody's fat and happy. Who cares? But it doesn't seem like it's a happy thing. I wish I could explain it better. And I don't know if Puss can find it or not. And he said there's a couple different versions of it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
it. But you see him post it. I never see a guy post it, by the way. I never see a guy post it. I always see a girl post it. And I realize a lot of it's probably true. But if you keep typing out everything is just comfortable and fat and normal, then you do give up on everything.
Well, 5 years into the marriage is when we really start getting to be fat asses.
Really start getting fat. I had a baby 7 years ago.
Starting a family is given as the biggest reason that married people start to be less mindful of their own body weight. And yes, how many times have people heard they gave birth 18 years ago? What do you expect? Over half the respondents said that they've lost weight in the last year. But you know what happens to that. It comes back.
All right.
52% of respondents say they currently exercise with their partner. I don't believe that. 60% currently eat healthy with their partner. I don't believe that. Some even
blurf.
Do both.
Yeah.
But if you do, couples who exercise and eat healthy together are also nearly twice as likely to say that they are consistently happy in their relationship than those who don't.
Now, we are all guilty of saying, who wants a pizza? Oh, I want one. Okay, I want one. So everybody agrees on the fat food, you are screwed, and we've all done it.
Oh, yeah.
We've all done it.
I'll cook a pizza for the kids. Yeah, well, since it's there, I'll have three slices.
Exactly. We make a pizza. A lot of times, especially when their kids were a little younger, but if we had a date, we're going out and we had a babysitter. We don't babysit it anymore, but we still make a pizza for the kids or go get some. And then it's laying on the counter as we're getting dressed to go out to eat.
Yep.
It's the worst.
Appetizers.
Because we'll go to a nice restaurant. I'll get a piece of salmon, some shrimp, and drink some wine or some vodka and get pretty messed up. And I come back, and I'm always hoping there's more pizza left.
And there is.
And there's always two or three slices as I walk through the drunk-ass door at 11 o'clock at night. So that whole salmon thing didn't mean dick.
Yeah, I'm going to eat healthy tonight.
Right, exactly.
Except for before and after I go out.
Exactly.
Except for that half a pizza.
So I blame the kids. Because you wouldn't be making a pizza at the house if you were just going out with your wife. If you had no
True.
Kids.
Yeah. You know.
You ever leave a little vodka for the babysitter?
We don't have a babysitter anymore.
Oh, well, yeah. But when you had one.
Yeah.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah. Because if I recall, your babysitter was a little bit older.
Oh, yeah. She was of drinking age for sure.
They say that looking for a potential partner is a big weight loss motivator.
Yeah, people want to find somebody who want to look good.
Sure. Men are a lot likely to name this as a main motivator towards weight loss than women.
It's bait and switch. I'm all skinny.
Right.
5 years later, I'm all fat.
Yeah, we say it's a factor because we know they won't put up with that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I did after I got the big fat letter from the lawyer
was do a bunch of coke, right?
No,
second thing he did.
I quit the coke and I went to the gym.
Oh, okay.
I joined the gym.
Right. Because you had to put yourself back out there.
Yeah.
Right?
You got to look
and a dance class, too. You're enjoying that dance class, too.
Got to look like the total package that you are.
Right.
I'd buy that.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't at the time. Then I became one.
Then you became one.
Well, that was the only piece you were missing.
Right.
Everything else, totally in line.
The online lingerie company Yandy
has
been called out over its collection of
handies,
sexy Native American and sexy Indian costumes that people are calling highly offensive and racist.
Is this for Halloween?
I guess.
You know what? I'm not sure.
I just pulled up their website. It says lingerie and sexy Halloween costumes.
I know that Halloween has become PC, and I don't really like it so much. I mean, I really don't think you should dress as a KKK guy. I get it. But women dressed as sexy Indians was always hot for me, man. I love that little suede skirt look, man. I know it was fake. Indians didn't look that way, but that never bothered me. But if the Indian population doesn't dig it, so why not?
Well, last October, a group of Native American women gathered at the Yandy.com office in Arizona to protest the sexualization of indigenous people.
Can you buy the sexy KKK costume?
I'm looking
right here.
Just a hood and a nice little short sheet.
Yeah.
With your ass hanging out.
Oh, there it is. Native American seductress costume.
Yeah,
it is time.
For Halloween.
For your slutty Halloween costume.
Yeah, be a slutty Native American. Can a Native American woman dress like that and look all hot and sexy?
Yes.
All right.
Is it okay?
But,
all right.
Then do that.
You know, they have a problem with the sexualization of indigenous people, apparently.
See, we always had the anything goes on Halloween attitude.
I think unless it's... You're right, I have.
But it's not.
I have trouble with that particular issue anymore.
Because you can't do blackface.
You can't do anymore.
No.
Right.
Yeah, you know, there's a handful of things that you just can't do. So anything does not go.
Right.
Oh, there's another one. Native American sweetheart. That's a two-piece outfit.
Yeah.
Like many of the Native Americans wore.
That's right. They wore two-piece.
So you have to
when
go
they're laying
the,
by the pool.
The sexy
in Oklahoma.
The sexy pilgrim costume.
I guess that's not offensive.
But they're really yeah.
You just can't do another race.
Sexy nurse or another culture.
Yeah.
No, that's not true because I've seen a couple of them that are Egyptian, you know, sexy Cleopatra or sexy.
Well, that's sexy. That's hot. But that's old. Don't we dress like Cleopatra anymore? But
sexy Egyptian goddess.
I don't think anybody bitches about that.
Almighty Isis.
I don't think anybody bitches about sexy Egyptian goddesses.
The Egyptians.
Sexy geisha would probably be politically incorrect.
Yeah. About any kind of geisha would be politically incorrect.
I still think
incorrect.
If you go to a sports bar dressed like something, nobody's going to give you any crap, you know. Dressed like a sexy geisha. And you'll still see sexy white chicks and black chicks dressed like American Indians all looking hot. And nobody's going to give them any crap.
Hey,
now, if you're a Hollywood star and your picture's out, they'll give you crap.
But if
you're at the local, you know, pub.
Most certainly.
At some Halloween bash with 60 people, you might win.
They got a sexy referee costume here.
Yeah.
And I think this shirt's actually bigger than cleats.
It is? All right.
It's actually a little less form-fitting than cleats shirt.
All right.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.